everybody. Hi, it's Bill Bauman here, and Donna Bauman is there in the background. I'll ask her to say hi in a minute. Hey, welcome. This is Thursday. This is April 2015. This is our beautiful, precious, amazing, wonderful time together. Just before we start, or as we're starting, first of all, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for following whatever is the prompting from within you that's moved you to pick up that silly phone or to tune into that webcast, and just for being here. Thank you for being here, because while I'm the one that opens his mouth and wags his tongue and talks a lot, because your being here adds so much to us. Just your presence, just the wonderful, gorgeous, amazing self that you are, and all that lives in you, and just all the ways you've honed this special instrument and self that you are. It just the beauty of that just comes out to us. So thank you. Hey, I've got a couple of little silly announcements. Then I want to introduce Donna to you, and I want to jump into what I'll announce ahead of time is our focus for this evening. It's got its own special, nifty, swifty title, which is called It's All Inside You. And that just popped into me. It's all inside you. Whatever it is that's inside you, it just wanted me to just put it into words, give it expression, and invite it to come alive. So welcome. Hey, it's our time together. For a whole hour, I have two announcements. You know, I look up things because you're so important. I think you should know trivia. So, on this day in 1860, I know you're thinking, oh, I know what that was. The oldest known recording of the human voice happened. Isn't that like the coolest thing? I put it together. It's 155 years ago. On this day, the human voice got recorded for the first time. It was done by a fellow by the name of Édouard Léon Scott de Martinville. I'm guessing since he's from Martinville, he's got to be from France. I'm sorry, I don't know where Martinville or Martinville is, but it's got to be in France. Anyway, so that's one really important tidbit of trivia that I think I can read your mind. You're saying, oh, I've been waiting all year for something to inspire me. This is it. Well, if you want inspiration, I've got a second announcement for you. It's April, and the whole world is expecting the birth of the second child of, drumroll, Prince William and Princess Kate of the United Kingdom. So we're all on pins and needles. I, for example, have not breathed for 3 days, just holding my breath waiting for that. So all that said, let me direct our attention to this precious hour. For those of you on the webcast, you have the advantage and the privilege of seeing special photos that Donna has put together for this evening, any number of them that she rotates through the talk and through our time together. So I would like to thank Donna for that and say, hi, Donna, would you say hi to us?
Yes, hi, Bill. I just want to say hello to everyone also, and my idea before the call and prince came was to welcome you to spring, and I do hope those of you who are in rather cold areas that you're beginning to see the beginnings of spring, and I wish you were here with us. I'm sitting at home at my computer, but I'm looking at our gardens are already full of blooms and flowers. So I wish you would all be here with us. Thanks.
Cool, Donna. Very cool. Thank you. I want to have all of us in just a minute say hi to each other. To me, that's a highlight of our time together. But before that, I just want to make a little comment about this evening's focus, this evening's experience. As you know, what I do is I kind of sit back and I just let the spirit, the soul of each of us, of all of us, just kind of lead me to whatever wants to be put into words, whatever wants to happen. And to me, tonight is really, really special because what came to me is those four words. It's all inside you. And so I've been spending, just in preparation for this, the last hour and a half or so, sitting here and drinking in everything that's inside us in whatever way it wants to come forth and in whatever way it wants to invite us. And so I must say that it is teeming inside me. Its energy is alive. It's vibrating in me, and it's just waiting to spill out. So I'm just super excited to spend this time. So with that is an implication, and the implication for all of us, and actually it's an invitation, is, wow, let us open, each of us, to everything that's inside, everything, and just be open to however that wants to spill out into us, however it wants to speak to us, however it wants to come alive in us. And with that, maybe as a first expression of that, we could say hi to each other, and in that hi, just give ourselves to each other in a big embrace and receive the love and embrace of everybody else. So let's see, what do I need to do? I need to push a little button. So for those of you on the phone, when I push my little button, I like to push your buttons, but I'll push my button here, and you can just express that in all sorts of ways. Those of you on the web, please express yourself as well, even though we won't be able to visually hear you. Though it may go out into the ethers, and 155 years from now, someone out there in space will say, we got the first recording of an Earthling. He was saying, hello. Oh, it was a stretch. And then if you're tuning in later, no matter where you come from, where you are in the whole world, you are here. You are one of us, and we love you. The button is pushed. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I hope you are feeling as loved and embraced as I am. There's something, without trying to overdo the words about it, there's just something about when two or more gather together, when hearts join, when minds appreciate each other, when souls bond, when human beings just let themselves be taken over by the spirit of the moment, that it's just wonderful. And that's my intention of this evening. So this evening, it's all inside you. It's all inside me. It's all inside us. And I want to say I felt really moved to make this evening much more experiential. So whatever is inside you wants to be experienced, wants to be felt, wants to be owned, wants to be bonded with, wants to speak to you, wants to come alive within you. And so I'm certainly going to do words. You know me, I just do words no matter what. It's a sick, pathetic thing. But aside from those words, tonight is really all about you, and it's all about what's inside you. So I think we, just by way of introduction, we've all heard expressions like it's all inside you, or all the answers are within, or everything you need is inside you, and probably 50 other expressions of that. It's been true over the centuries. And I, just as a couple of examples, I remember in the years I spent as a psychologist, as some of you know, I specialized in hypnosis for a while. And for certain people, especially for children, I love to do it with children, I had a special hypnotherapeutic technique that in those days was called idiomotor signaling. And it's a fancy term, I know, I just said it to impress you. But idiomotor simply means letting the autonomic nervous system move certain facets of us. I used to choose fingers to express a yes answer or a no answer, with the implication that the answers to everything lie somewhere deep within us. And so a lot of times, especially with kids, because I loved talking to kids, and a lot of times kids were kind of clueless about sophisticated stuff. So especially when they didn't know something, like I said, how does that make you feel? Oh, I don't know. I would introduce this little technique, and I would teach them, maybe take a minute and a half or 2 minutes to teach them, how to just put their fingers out and let let their autonomic nervous system slash subconscious mind, which I, for them, I used to call their deeper mind. Like there's their mind, and then there's their deeper mind. Let their deeper mind use those nerves to raise certain fingers, a certain finger for yes, a certain finger for no. So I'd say, how do you feel? I don't know. Well, let's kind of find out what your deeper mind knows about how you feel. And then I would ask a question, is this person feeling sad? Well, maybe a yes finger would go up or a no finger would go up, and we'd go until the feeling is there. And what was great about that with especially these kids is they would be able to find within themselves in a way they had not yet accessed, oh, this is how I'm feeling, or this is what's going on, or this is what's happening. And it was a marvelous kind of opening, if you will. So just from another angle, from a spiritual angle, we know our souls. Our souls are an enormous repository of truth. In fact, I'm going to talk about that more in a bit. It's that center within us where we know everything. And what happens spiritually a lot, especially if we meditate or if we just spend time soulfully, just spend time at that deep, deep, deep center of truth within us, and we just open to that truth, our soul just feeds us that truth. Just at any moment, that's just the right moment, it does that. And I've got a third example of it, just for kicks. And as we know, in many indigenous cultures, their spiritual leaders or their shaman, they induce what they might call expanded or deeper states of consciousness, oftentimes through plant-based drugs, if you will, but to open their awareness, open the awareness of people, the people they're helping, to a knowledge or to a vision or to an experience or to a truth that's otherwise just blocked. And notice the theme in all of this, that it seems like in our human experience we have lots of truth, lots of knowing, lots of experience, lots of power, lots of creativity. We have lots of everything within us that we kind of never get to or rarely get to. And so, you know, just as I've been a guide, and a lot of what I do, I think, is I'm just a guide. I guide those who come to me to deeper realms, higher realms of their own self, their own awareness, or if you can put it another way, of the whole universe that lives within each one of us. Yeah, the whole universe lives within each one of us. And I think only because we've so trained our conscious mind, no matter who we are, we rarely get to experience that unconscious mind, to experience the vast, kind of endless pockets of insight, pockets of truth, pockets of knowing, of endless resources of power, of creativity, of miracles that lie in the deeper chambers, or maybe the larger chambers of our very being, of our presence. So today, lucky us, today, let's go. This feels to me like this is the invitation of our insides. Let's go into those insides. Let's go into those arenas of deeper truth. Let's go into our depths of creativity. Let's go together and individually into those deep avenues of inspiration, those endless resources of endless power, those pockets of self, if you will, that sometimes we just don't visit a lot during our daily activities. So let's let today be a little bit of a timeout from that single-mindedness, from that regular conscious mind focus, and let's explore. We'll be explorers today. Let's explore our depths. Let's explore our heights. Let's open to our breadth and see what might just be waiting for us. And I'd be willing to bet that for some of us already, there's something we've just already opened, and there's something, let's call it deeper, that's inviting us. There's something that wants our attention. And I notice that month after month as we get together, and in the ways that it speaks to me, offers to me a certain focus, a certain title or topic for what we're here for, that there's some deep intention in each of us that says, I want today to be a time for, and it could be a lot of things, but a time for connection. So I feel like there's something deep in you, something deep in me, that's hungry for connection. So let's journey. Let's journey together right now into this self. This self that, let's face it, was created to embody all of creation. Was created to be an experiencer of everything that's alive, everything that's life. And what I did is I sat with this as I opened to, how does this want to express? I came up with four, F-O-U-R, four inner places within you, within me, within us, that hold special keys or offer special awarenesses or maybe have been harboring special powers, all of which like are waiting for us. It's like are here because they want to reach out and connect. They want to reach out and bond. They want to become a bigger part of who we are, like on a regular basis. So, in fact, let me just ahead of time tell you what those four are. We're going to journey four places. First, your heart. Second, what somehow I've called your life source or life force, your vitality. Third, your soul. And fourth, in my own poetic way, what I call your gut, the deep core of who you are. And I think these inner gifts, these inner whatever's inside us, wanted to kind of put it in these four categories because through those, that gives us a kind of a place to spelunk into, a place to journey into. So, for example, right at first, we'll hang out in our heart, and just from there, listen to what our heart has to say. Listen to how our heart wants to connect, and then go to that life force, that vitality, that energy, and then look at what's there waiting for us so that it can bring us alive in a bigger way. And then third, kind of move our journey into our soul and listen to the deepest truth of our soul, because our soul may want to just come alive a bit and share some truth with us. And then fourth, into our gut, into our core, into the depths of our humanness, into that sort of gut level being, not just for gut level knowing, but for gut level power, because there may be a power in there today that is saying, I'm for you and I've got a gift for you. And so let's journey. Let's go together first into your heart. And OG, as always, please let my words be on the back burner. Let my words be background music. Listen to them when it feels appropriate. Ignore them when the inner voice or the inner speaking or the inner dynamic or the inner movement or the inner truth or the inner power or the inner whatever wants your total attention. So here we are, your heart. Look at your heart. We're about to spend several moments just visiting, knocking on the door of your heart, maybe right now, and watching that door open. And watching us being invited to enter that heart, that home of infinite love, that space of enormous power, that center of embrace, and hopefully you're feeling embraced, held, invited, loved, cherished right now. It's a center of nourishment, a center of renewal, a center of in and through that embrace, the most amazing thing. I just happened to be yesterday in a restaurant where I just happened to know one of the waitresses, and she just came up and she had that look of, I'm not having a good day. And she just came up and just hugged me and said to the person who was next to me, oh, that hug just did everything. It just renewed me. And so while that was a tangible hug, your heart is hugging you right now. So let's be right now in our heart. just be open to that hug, that embrace, that nourishment, that love. Be open to whatever the gift is. Maybe ask your heart right now, why did you invite me here? What do you want to show me? Or what do you want to give me? Or what do you want to give birth to in the middle of and as a result of this precious embrace? Listen to your heart. Feel the love. Be receptive. Be ready. And look now. Look really deep into this heart. Look deeply into this amazing infinity. This infinity and the love of all infinity that has localized in this space that we happen to call your heart. Yes, all of life, all of infinity is in your heart. It's all there. The heart looks like a smaller organ. The heart chakra or energy center looks like a smaller space than infinity. But it's really not. It's got everything in it. Picture maybe all the love that's present everywhere in creation. Infinite love, divine love, unconditional love, grace-filled love, miracle-filled love, all of them having taken up human residence in your heart, having localized in, taken up space in this special space right in the middle of your being in your heart, and all that love pulsing now, moving, birthing, expressing, alive, vibrant, active, right there in, as, through, from this precious, precious heart, this amazing heart of yours. For me, I'm watching your heart glowing. I'm watching the love pulsing, like it's knowing that it's the love that's creating the beat of your heart. And right now, it could just be that that love is reaching out. Yes, reaching out to you, having embraced you. Perhaps it's reaching out in order to pull you into itself that much more, so that as you feel that pull, feel that invitation, and you let yourself go into it, you let yourself maybe more than usual just let go. Let go into love, the power of love, the vitality of love, the richness of love, the grace of love, the gifts of love, and let your heart be the territory, the room, the nest, the home in which you come home to your true nature, to love. Your true nature, to love. Right now, pulled into your heart, having let go into your heart, being absorbed into your heart, being absorbed into love. What's that like, just being the pulsing of love? Being the beauty of embrace? Being the delicious energy of compassion? Being the exquisite vibratory richness of, if there was a word bigger than love, of unconditional in loveness. And as we stay out of our mind and just live in our heart's truth, our heart's knowing, our heart's wisdom, I believe our heart knows. All of creation is about love. And I, your heart, the center of love, invite you here so that you can take your daily bath in love, be in the shower of love, as love fills your pores anew, as love opens your heart and your space and your willingness to be in love afresh. And here you are, love, having pulled you into itself, into its bathtub, into its shower. Love, as it moves through your pores, is placing itself within you. It's making itself a bigger, deeper part of you. Is awakening itself, if you will, or expanding itself, or maybe exploding itself in a love-filled effort to bring you more alive to the power of your love in some really, really important way. We're sitting in your heart where we not that long ago came to visit. It's an amazing, amazing heart. It's a heart that's so rich. It truly has all the love that you could picture as divine love. It's all right here. Can you maybe experience or in your own way know or intuit or feel that divine love? That's yours. If I were your heart in this moment, I would be saying, I am this divine love, this infinite love, this cosmic love, this love of creation, this universal love, this unconditional love, and I'm you. I'm you. You are this love. In this moment, here is the gift. Moving through your pores, awakening in your heart, exploding into your whole being, giving itself to you because it is your nature. If I were your heart in this moment, I would probably say something like I invited you and me to come to earth, to be alive in human form, to be centered in this heart so that and because. It's the nature of all creation to be alive in love, to splash around in love, to roll around in love, and to let love take you over, to be a physical human presence that emanates love, that radiates love, that is love in regard to everything and everybody and every circumstance and every whatever in your life. And last, I think, if I were your heart, I would say, welcome home. Welcome home. You are so, so beautiful. Take this love. It's yours forever. And I'm going to shift to our second place of journeying. But if you want to stay in your heart, feel free to absolutely ignore where we're going. As we possibly emerge from our heart, there's another facet that calls us. I'm calling it our life force or life source. We often use terms like our energy or our energy field or our etheric energy or sometimes our electromagnetic energy. And some people, if we borrow other languages, would call it our chi or ki or our prana. It's if we look at specific expressions or centers of this life force, this prana, this chi, this energy, we sometimes find them in our chakras. Our heart is one of those. But whatever we call this remarkable asset of ours, and here I've chosen to call it life force, life source. The thing is, I think, it harnesses the very electrical power of creation. So like the heart harnesses, holds, expresses love, is a total resource of love, has love to give and explode and expand everywhere from that core space in the heart. So let's visit our energy field. Let's go to that life force. Let's find that vitality that maybe isn't as localized in a specific center like the love is in the heart, but that alive, vital, creative force of creation is everywhere through your body. It's everywhere through your psyche. It's everywhere through your nervous system. It's everywhere through your energy field. It's everywhere through your mind, your emotions. It's the very same life force that moves our universe to expand, that burns brightly in every star, the same force that gives life everywhere, every moment. And this life force is just as dynamically present in you and me as it is in the cosmos, as it is in the cosmos. I was so impressed with this as I was with it. I was just feeling all of that. I don't know why, but I just went and opened up a book and I found a couple of quotes. The first is by Brian Swimmy. He says, "Each second, a huge chunk of the sun vanishes into radiant energy that soars away in all directions." And what my mind did with that quote was, and it soars into the space called the Earth, and it soars into the space called you and me and us. And it brings us alive. It brings us alive. Then I found this other quote that I just, for some reason, fell in love with. It says this. It's by two authors, Gary Schwartz and Linda Russick. "Simple physics tells us that energy leaves the body and goes out into space." And so picture this as your energy. Energy reaches our loved ones and our pets and our plants. Our energy extends to the sky, and yes, even logically, the electromagnetic fields expand into the vacuum of space at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. And what I did with that in my mind is, wow, what an energetic, amazing self you are. Your mind has energy, your heart has energy, your body has energy, your electromagnetic field has energy. The energy field, the energy dynamic of you is so alive that it is shooting out, just like the energy of the sun radiates out millions of miles, billions of miles out into the universe, so your energy does the exact same thing. That's as powerful, that's the powerful self that you are. You and I are as powerful as the sun, because we have the very same energy. This is an energy of creation, an energy of life and aliveness. And it's alive in each of us. And it doesn't matter in this moment that maybe we don't touch or we aren't aware of that aliveness so much. It only matters that it's here. So let's access that energy in our journey. Let's journey right now to that energy, or maybe, better said, let's let that energy show itself to us, come alive within us, that endless resource of life, that juice of creation, that center of vitality that loves us and serves us and creates us anew every day, that's here now. It's feelable, it's noticeable, it's relatable, it's connectable, it's here now, it's alive, it's giving itself to you and me, it's becoming us, it's empowering us, it's making us, I want to say it this way, even more delicious, more delectable than ever. So, here we are, together and individually drinking in this life force. Watch it. Notice it, witness it, moving within you, moving around you, coming into you from the universe, moving out from you. Just sort of the same way we breathe. We breathe in oxygen, prana, chi. We let it move through our body. We breathe it out in a slightly different form, where we give life to the world around us. The same way our energy does the same thing, less visibly, less noticeably than our breathing lungs, but just as powerfully and even more. It's here. It's alive. It's activating your cells, my cells. It's giving you renewed life. Renewed life. It's always renewing your life. It's not just that our cells come to life, live, and then die after X number of moments or days or years, but it's that our energy is ever refreshing itself, ever coming alive, ever giving itself out so that that all of creation can benefit from it, and then renewing itself from within as well as from without. This endless energy is an endless source, endless fountain, endless the well and wellspring of power, of creation, but especially of vibrancy, of vitality, of aliveness. Allow that vital life force right now into your cells. Kind of watch it. Watch it move into your cells, into your body, into your organs, into your chakras, into your endocrine system, your glands, into your heart, into your depths, into the space all around you. And then be with this. Be this energy. Forget for a moment that you are a human being. Forget for a moment that you are love. Forget for a moment that you're anything except this energy. Can you experience yourself vibrating, pulsating? Can you experience this energy speaking to you, coming alive in you, as if to remind you, I am you. I am one of your identities. I am the vital aliveness of you, and I am as centrally important as everything else. And if I were, for this moment, just the voice, briefly, of your energy, your life force, I think I would say something like, drink me in. Drink me in consciously. Drink me in with awareness. Become me. Come alive in me. I want you alive. We came here to be alive. I love you. Just like your heart loves you. And I can give you love in the form of energy, in the form of vitality, in the form of life. And I'm giving it to you right now. And again, I'm about to move into our third focus, our third amazing something within us. And if you want to stay right where you are and ignore this next part, please feel free. It's your soul. And right now, it's your soul saying hello, saying welcome. I've been waiting for you. Come. Come to me. Just like you knocked on the door of your heart and entered your heart and your heart welcomed you in, the same with me. I'm your all-knowing self. I'm the you that knows everything. I know who you are. I know what you are. I know what you're not. I know what you're here for. I know everything about you. I know everything around you. And I hold that truth of you, like your heart holds the love of you, like your energy holds the vitality of you. I hold the truth of you. I hold who you are, your truth, your identity, yourself, the amazing presence that you are. I know everything about that you, and I'm here as a library, an endless library. I'm here to open up to that truth. What Bill used to do with that hypnotherapeutic ideomotor signaling with those people, those children, he called it their deeper mind, their subconscious mind, because that was the language of the field that was acceptable. But truly, it's me. I am the deepest, deepest knowing of your being. When you want anything, I'm here. My door is ever open. And I am, and this is the biggest truth, I am you. Who are you at the centerpiece of your being? You are soul. You are soul. You are me. I am you. If you picture yourself as that proverbial onion with all those layers, I'm the core of the onion. I am the truth of you, the beingness of you, the essence of you. And one of my big, big roles and functions is to broadcast the truth of you through all those other layers of the onion, all the way out into your conscious mind, all the way out into your values and your perceptions and your interpretations and your principles and your beliefs and your interactions and your creations. I'm here to bring the truth of you. And I've got truth today. Come to me. Come to me now. Sit in my nest. Sit in your innermost home. Sit in this center piece, this foundation, this cornerstone of you called me. And let me talk to you. Let me share with you more of who you are. More of what life is meant to be for you. Let me give you not just information, but permission. Permission to be the you that you are. Let me give you my version of the power and the authority and the confidence and the sureness and the stability and the groundedness and the expressiveness to own this you, to be this you. Listen to my depths, which are your depths, and hear the whisper of truth about who you are, about what you are. Who are you? Amazing. What are you? Sensational. What is the bigger truth of you? You embody everything that ever was, is, and will be, and it's all inside you. It's in your heart, it's in your life force, it's in your consciousness, your awareness, it's in your body, it's in your energy, it's in your gut, it's in your auric field, it's in your presence, it's in the spaciousness that you are, and it's in me, your soul, your deepest possible resource. Everything's here. In physics, they use the word localized, meaning that what is everywhere, everything, endlessly, expansively, everywhere, it localizes right here. The everything is in you. There's nothing I won't let you know. Whenever it's time, whenever it's right, whenever it's ready, I've got the answer. I've got the knowing. I've got the truth. And not just the smaller version of truth, but the biggest possible version of truth you can handle at that time. Here you are in me right now. What do you need to know? What would you reach out to me for? you want from that all-knowing source, it's here now. It's here now. And as you quietly spend this time with me, just listening for the very quiet, faint whispers of me, because I prefer not to shout, I'm here to share my truth, my wisdom, my insight. I'm here to share my power, my authority. I'm here to share my love of you. And I share it right now, right here. It's yours. And it's not just yours now, today. It's yours tomorrow, next week, every day, every moment of your life. Come to me anytime, because I am the real you. So visit me, and then visit me again, and visit me again, until after each visit's leaving you feeling more a part of me, more identified with me, more one with me, more me, you finally settle into, wow, I am soul. And that perhaps is the biggest truth. At the core of the onion of self, you are soul. And the truth of you is a soul truth. If I, Bill, were the voice of this soul in this moment, I would simply say, welcome home. Welcome to the deepest truth that you are. Be with that for as long as you would like. And I'm about to move to that fourth something within. But again, if you would rather stay right where you are, please feel free. On our journey, we find what I, again, unceremoniously have chosen to call our gut. Our core, our deepest self. In a lot of martial arts, of course, they have different names for that deep sort of gut level center, which they tend to call the center of balance and the source of power, the source of power. And a lot of the training in, and many of you know more about it than I do, a lot of the training in martial arts is to help the warrior or potential warrior always be grounded in that center point. Never leave home without that center point. And so, your gut level self, your core, your center of power, just as the heart is the center of love, the soul the center of truth, your life force the center of vitality, your gut is an enormous center of power, creative power, expressive power, dynamic power, rich power, force-filled power, soft power, any kind of, any quality of power. It's here, and when that power is grounded in and alive in the core of you and of me, it's alive. It's home. The power of the universe, the power of the Big Bang, the power of the force that moves everything lives in your gut, in your core, in yourself. And why does it live there? Because you and I are here on Earth as lovers, as livers being experiencers of aliveness, as knowers, and as creators, creators with power. There is a power of the universe, a power of the cosmos, a power of the divine, a power of the quantum field, a power of everything that's everywhere and nowhere. There's a power within you and a power within me that is indefeatable, that is forever, that can never die, that is here as the deepest life force, as the deepest source of power and confidence and movement and expressiveness and deep, deep, deep groundedness. And so if I, Bill, were just the voice, the quiet voice of that enormous, enormous power, I would say, ground in me. Today, now, ground in me. Come, sit in me, but ground in me. Give yourself to me, just like you gave yourself to your heart, to your soul, to your life force. Give yourself to the ground of power, to the infinity of power that is alive and vibrant and red hot within you. Because yes, we're here to love. Yes, we're here to know. Yes, we're here to be vital and alive and healthy. And we are here to create everything with a grounded power that knows no limit, that has no limits, that knows no bounds, that is bigger than the world and lives in you. Be alive in me. I have a gazillion times more life than you have accessed. I can do anything for you, with you, through you. I wait for your permission. I wait for your presence. I wait for you to ground in me, to come to me, to become me, so that together we can, with confidence, power, juice, dynamism, can be and can express, and can know, and can love with juice, with the juice that we came here to be all that and to express all that with. To love timidly without that juice. To know passively without that juice. To feel vitality mildly without that juice can be very boring. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm not here for you to be boring or bored. If you're bored with anything, it could be that it's because you've not said yes to me. You've not grounded in me. And just like your soul is the core of you, I am the power of you. I'm not a foreign power. I'm a power that you brought with you upon your birth, upon your creation, to be you, the powerful you. Yes, you are energy. Yes, you are love. Yes, you are awareness. And you are power. Be that power right now. Be that power right now. And in a second, I'm going to move this over to a time where any of us, if we feel like, can share. And again, if you feel like not being fully present to that sharing, but just staying right where you are, please feel absolutely free. Ah, so I do want to make this a time to share. It's a time to share either a personal experience or whatever you feel. It's not a time to ask a question, because just for this hour every month, we don't want to pull it too much into the intellect. But if there's anybody on the phone who would like to share, let me see, I'm still coming out of that space where I can hopefully tell us what to do. If anybody wants to share who's on the phone, all you need to do is press *2, and that gives me a little signal, and then I can call on you. And if you happen to be on the webcast and you want to express anything, then please feel free to do that. And do that by putting it in that little cute little box and then just pressing send. And, this is adorable. We've got a few of them on the webcast. I'll just read those while anybody on the phone is getting ready. And, of course, it's Adrian Elizabeth from Hawaii. Hi, 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 aloha, 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 muchos, muchos. Precious. Thank you, Adrian. How precious. It's too late for me to see this now, in a sense, but... someone else wrote in saying that I think some callers need to mute their phones. So, I apologize that must have been there. And then another one says you have some squeaky echo on the line. I'm so apologetic for that. And another one says, I think it's actually a strange echo of Bill's voice that's distracting, unfortunately. Perhaps can be worked out on future calls. Well, thank you for telling me that. I will absolutely check into that and see what we can do with that. So, great apologies. I'm looking to see if there's anybody on the phone who wants to say anything. Apparently not so far. I will go back to check the webcast. No. And, I think that probably will do it. It looks like all of us are absolutely mesmerized in deep interactive unity with all that is within us and inside us at this point. As I look at my watch, it's actually just a couple minutes before the end of the hour. Let me just say a little something here. And I do hear that in the background. I will check it out and see what it is, some little sound. But I do want to say a little something, then make a couple little final announcements. I'm just joining you right now as you are one with everything that is inside you. Today, we simply, through four different centers of the everything that's inside you, invited you to a journey. I would love to invite you to continue that journey in your own way, with your own style. Maybe if one or another of those four speak to you, or if some other inner source that we've not even put a name to or a focus on speaks to you, maybe every day, if you feel like it, every day, just go there, just like we did here. Go hang out. Just be there. Be open. Be open to the gift. Be open, knock on the door, enter in, sit in the inner lounge chair in that space, and just drink in. I deeply feel, it's just the way it's happened to have evolved within me. I deeply feel that everything really not just lives within us, it is us. That we are everything, and the trick or the illusion that we've given ourselves to is that we're just one little speck of a grand universe that makes us very tiny. But in truth, we are that universe and everything beyond it, everything in it and around it and outside of it, and it's all here. And I know for me, I'll say this, once we start that journey, as all of us have years back, but once we start that journey, it never ends. We just keep finding more riches, more treasures, more grandeur, more of the self that somehow ultimately makes being in human form in some ironic way, the most sensible thing we could ever have done. So I want to just say thank you for an amazing time together. we will meet again next month on actually Thursday, May 14th, because the first day of next month happens to be a Friday. So, I wanted to end with a quote, if I may, a quote by, let's see if I can find it in my trusty book here. There it is, by a woman by the name of Catherine Mansfield. She was, she died, oh dear, almost 100 years ago. She was New Zealand's most famous author. And she says this, "The power to live a full, adult, breathing life in close contact with what I love, the earth and the wonders thereof, the sea, the sun. I want to enter into it, to be a part of it, to live in it, to learn from it. I want to be all that I am capable of becoming." And I felt like that quote really kind of says it. And I know we're a minute over, but if it's okay, I want to open my book again that I just closed and read that anew. "The power to live a full, adult, living, breathing life in close contact with what I love, the earth, the wonders thereof, the sea, the sun. I want to enter into it, to be a part of it, to live in it, to learn from it. I want to be all that I am capable of becoming. And the joy of my life is that I have the privilege of hanging out with you who have that same final wish and live with that wish every day to be everything that you are capable of becoming." Thank you. I'm going to invite all of us to say a precious goodbye, embrace each other, wrap our invisible arms around each other, and wish each other a wonderful month. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, Bill.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I love you all. Goodbye.
I love you.
Bye, everybody.